New Country Z100 and good morning, Kent, with you today. Kent, the Country Morning Show, and very excited to bring on my next guest here who's going to be a big part of our St. Jude Jam, which you've been hearing us talk about this week. It's February 29th, Leap Day concert there at the Midwest Event Center in Marion. I've got Jesse Murphy with House Whiskey on the air with me. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, man. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
When did you guys first get together here? And maybe you can give us, like, for people who haven't heard of House Whiskey, why don't you go ahead and give us an introduction, brother?
Well, we're a country rock band from Nashville, Tennessee, made of myself, Michael Wilkes, and Wally Montgomery. You know, we're just trying to write country music with a little rock and roll flair that's authentic to us.
I'm going to start off with a music question for you, too. Who plays lead guitar for you?
Well, actually, both of the guys, Michael and Wally, are both lead guitar players. So it's really fun playing on stage with them because I just wind them up and let them go. And so it's a good time.
You know, the song that you have out, we've been playing, I Quit Counting. When that song first starts, like, there's a lot of songs you listen to on the radio and they just have an introduction. And it's like, okay, that's the introduction. But when that sucker starts up, it's like, okay, it's party time right now. I mean, you guys, you're hitting it hard, man.
That's right. I'm glad you're getting that. The way we wanted it to start off is like we're kicking the door in. You know?
Yes.
Starting the party, so.
You've performed in Southern Illinois before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. A couple times in Carbondale at Pinch Pennies and our friends over at Teddy's. We love performing out there.
Like your song there, I Quit Counting, is that one that you wrote or somebody, you worked with somebody to get that one?
It was all of us writing it together, including, my dad was a writer on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the first ones we wrote together that kind of, you know, hit that country rock vibe that we were going for.
Growing up, and you could say, Kent, you know, this is a stupid question or whatever, but was it like mandatory that you had to learn the song Dust on the Bottle?
Not really. I mean, it was always around. I mean, growing up, you know, everywhere we went and everywhere my dad performed, you know, that song was kind of like an anthem. So it was always there. And, you know, I love that song.
You doing this thing your own way. I'm sure you probably just were let loose and it's like, all right, Jesse, it's your time to go. Take them guys and do it, right?
It's kind of, you know, him and Doug, our manager, has kind of just let us, you know, see our vision and kind of see it through. And our producer, Brett Beavers, has really helped as well. He produced Dustin Lynch and Dierks Bentley. So they've kind of just, you know, given us the reins and let us do our thing. And we're really excited about the music that we're putting out. We're putting out an EP. It's coming out. Our first song's already out. And then, you know, we're going to be putting out the next song soon. So, yeah, we're really excited about it.
You know, if folks want to find out more, they can go to housewhiskey.com online. Also, they can find House Whiskey on Facebook and Instagram and keep up with you right there, which I highly suggest you do. The song that we are very fortunate to have, and I don't even know if you know this, but we have Holding On to You in our possession right now. Did you know this?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, well, you'll have to take it up with Doug and maybe your Uncle Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I just want to touch base on that one. Is that one that you co-wrote too?
Yeah, we co-wrote that with our producer, Brett Beavers.
Okay.
And, you know, that's just kind of like another side of the band. You know, the first song is kind of honky-tonk, you know, country rock, and this is kind of more of a, you know, mid-tempo ballad song that really picks up in the end with kind of like a dueling guitar, you know.
Yeah.
And it starts to rock out at the end, so we love that song.
I love what we're hearing up here at Z100, dude, and I know you have a lot of ties to Southern Illinois, and real quick, what's the best piece of advice that maybe your dad's given you so far that you could share?
I would say, you know, he's kind of just led by example, but, you know, it's really write music that's, you know, authentic to you, and, you know, just keep grinding every single day and don't give up.
In the future, what do you want to have happen for House Whiskey? Where would you like to be?
Well, we would love to play Heron Fest.
Yes!
So if you know anybody.
Yes, I do!
That would be great. We'd love to do that. We love coming up there. We definitely want to play Bonnaroo. You know, we've got a country rock kind of thing that we want to play Bridgestone in Nashville.
Mm.
But, you know, another big goal of ours would be to play Bonnaroo and some of those music festivals. Those are some of the goals that we got right now, so hopefully we can make them happen. We're excited about 2020.
The group is House Whiskey, and you can find them online at housewhiskey.com, also on Instagram and Facebook, of course. Follow them there, and you're going to be good to go when you get your tickets for the St. Jude Jam, February 29th. We can't thank you enough because you're helping out St. Jude, Jesse, and I think, I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but we all have, and it is, it's one of the causes that is very near and dear to our heart, so thank you for that.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. We're excited to help support the event.